going to be a good group.
What should we talk about?
Practice works.
Practice works. And can you give us an example?
Yes. Well, it kind of relates to the email class and communication, just seeing the impact of practice on relationships. So I had a phone call scheduled with my mom last Sunday, and I've actually noticed this with all my family members, and I practiced it with my dad the time before, but there's this, before the call, there's this like something going on in the body, like a tension. Mm-hmm. And so it's just this.
Not a tension, but a tension.
A tension, yeah. Yeah. Thanks for that clarification. And it's just the cue. Something's going on. The attention's getting. Just turn on the recorder. What's going on, you know? And what came out was in the right hand was just this something around, I want the call to go well. You know, I really want to connect with her. You know, we only talk every 3 months, and I want it to go, you know, well, and that kind of thing, and kind of like, hope everything's okay kind of deal. Mm-hmm. And then kind of what came back, I guess there's always kind of this childhood or whatever kind of worry about, does she still love me, you know, kind of thing. And it was just kind of what came out was like, well, of course she still loves you, you know. And so how about we practice connection right now? Why don't you just take a deep breath? Yeah, just feel the air, you know, it's just being...
Get here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's totally okay that you feel that way, but we know your mom loves you, right? And you love her, and everything's fine, and And so then I just listened back to that right up until the call. So as soon as I call my mom, I'm just in well-being. Uh-huh. I already have what it says I'm going to hopefully get on the call.
Yes.
And
you just really increased your chances that so will your mom.
Yeah. 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 Yes. That's just totally amazing right there. First of all, to have this relationship I've had my whole life, to not feel connection, largely because completely because my attention's been on a voice telling me what is so, mm-hmm. and a way to expose that and then put my attention where I want it, on love, mm-hmm. on connection, mm-hmm. and have that be my experience.
Yeah.
It's clear at that point for me, it doesn't really matter what happens on the call.
Right. Although, again, the odds are really mm-hmm. good.
Yes.
That whatever happens on the call, it's going to go well.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the sense that you're going to be there and present for it.
Yeah.
And able to handle whatever happens.
Yes.
Because you're there and present.
Yes. And so the thing that I got to watch was, so I think I mentioned before, my mom's like reaction to almost anything you ask, like about, you know, do you want to do something with me, is almost always no. And that's always just been such a trigger for me, you know. Like, that means rejection. I mean, so on the call, I was like, because I'm going home soon, and we were talking about cooking and, like, what do I want to eat, and telling about these awesome beet burgers we have, and so it was kind of like, well, I don't really know what you want. Do you want to just do the shopping? I'm like, yeah, that's fine. You know,
maybe I do the shopping here. Why?
Yeah, exactly. I guess we just go with that. And it was like, yeah, when, you know, maybe we can go together. Oh, yeah, or you can just go, you know. And then we were talking about, like, you know, it'd be great. She's still going to her gym. Yeah, oh, maybe, you know, can you get one of those passes? Maybe I can, maybe, you know, that'd be great. If, when you're gone, maybe we can go together. Sure, or you can go. And then there was just like this, well, Mom, I just wanted to say, you know, however it is at home, it's totally great. However, you know, and I would love to spend some time with you. So if something comes up that you want to do, and you want to do it together, I'd love to do it. Yep, okay, we'll see. You know, it's like...
Probably won't.
Yeah, and I said, well, I just notice sometimes when I come home, I mean, it's so great, but we're all kind of running around, and we don't end up, you and I don't really do anything together. Just, well, that's just life, you know, or life's busy or something like that. And I don't know, it was interesting to watch I almost felt like on purpose going, And it just wasn't landing at all. Mm-hmm. In fact, there was just a, I wanted to gosho to her. Just, I don't know, like it was just, it was so clear that she completely loves me, and that process had zero to do with me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I never...
Yes, had zero to do with you, zero to do with her love for you.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just something she does.
Yeah.
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 Almost has nothing to do with her.
It almost has nothing to do with her. It was almost like just that compassion for how I could relate to being, having something like that kind of control me, mm-hmm. is what I project. Mm-hmm. You know? And
well, as of course as we, you know, see in the email class,
yeah.
that system uses that to control you. Right? That conversation has been used to control you. It's not the thing, right? It's not what your mother's doing or
exactly.
how your mother is or
exactly.
It's the meaning that
yes.
that makes and then
yeah.
controls you through that.
Exactly.
And so there's this great big between you, her, right, that has nothing to do with anything other than that conversation yeah. making meaning out of stuff that has no meaning.
Yeah. Well, that's what I got to see. I mean, I've probably been exposed to that a bazillion times, that same kind of interaction,
mm-hmm.
and it just... didn't even touch the love part.
Right.
And that was the whole difference. I mean, the difference is the transformation practice works.
Yeah.
That's gone on here. You know, I can just, I don't know, but I can imagine that kind of thing is the same, but this is really different because I'm
yeah.
not in that conversation making meaning about it.
Yes.
You know, and then it's sort of like, I'm just happy to go home and do whatever. There might be some disappointment. I don't get to do something with her that I want to do with her or whatever. But it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't feel...
It's not personal.
It's not personal. And what freedom, you know?
And that sense that we never know what's going on with somebody.
Exactly.
I mean, the odds that your mother is never going to sit down and explain this to you are really good.
Yeah.
Right? And or that she probably doesn't even know herself what's going on.
Probably not.
And just to realize that, and then there's, you know, there's just nothing actually to be disappointed about.
That's
because
yeah.
this is, I mean, we could just go with, you're both alive.
I know.
Which is, in my experience, that's really remarkable to be that age and have a mother who's alive.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's extraordinary.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, wants me to come home,
wants to spend time with you.
Wants to know what's going on here, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. It, you know, the other benefit of seeing present on the call was there's this other thing that I can get into, which is, Mom, I'm noticing that every time then you do this, and like, what's up with that? And there's something about that that's not helpful.
All kind.
And so I got to watch that try to hook me into that, and it's just like, I'm not doing that.
Uh-huh.
It's everything is fine how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's like, whoa, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Freedom.
Freedom. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Great to be back.
Good to have you.
Nice to see everyone. Good to be here. Been watching a couple processes. They seem to be kind of interlinked. There are no mistakes. You can't do anything wrong. It's just been, I've just the last couple of days, 2-3 days, that's been happening, and right just recently at the monastery. And just these little tidbits of information dropping in, and when I'm present for them, it's like, oh, okay. A little course correction there. And just freedom comes to mind. Just so much freedom in that.
Yeah.
And just reflecting on so much suffering and paralysis over that structure, that expectation that I can do something wrong and there are mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just seeing clearly again and again and again.
You know, when you were saying that, what dropped in was, even if you don't know that, it's not a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that good?
It's so good.
If you didn't know it at all, you missed the whole thing.
Yeah.
There would still be no
yeah.
mistake and nothing wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
The unconditional is just the best, really.
It is truly the best.
Mm-hmm.
Truly the best. And certainly being here at the monastery in the Pearl environment, it's so beautiful in the fact that you're guided if you're conscious. If you're conscious and pretty fairly present, things go pretty prescribed and you can make it through.
You can have a pretty good time.
You can have a great time.
Yeah.
And if you go unconscious, okay.
Yeah.
You just, it gets pointed out so beautifully. You know, yeah. it's like, you can just relax into that.
Yes. Yes. And when you get it that it's all for you,
yeah.
Then somebody comes along and says, Todd, hello, yeah. A little unconscious there.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, right. Oh, right. Thank you. And there's no mistake and there's nothing wrong. It's just.
That's what I'm seeing.
Great. I didn't fall over that cliff. Isn't that good?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had a funny little experience of that, really. Kind of a literal experience of that. I took a new course down. I had never driven this trip before from all the West Coast. And I was going through, I think it was just the Oregon and Washington border, and I was going along, and the way this road went, because it was going to secondary highways instead of the freeways this time, just thought I'd mix it up. And it just went, and all of a sudden, light dropped in. Oh, that's interesting. We're going to be 97 south for quite a long time. We're on 22 east. Yeah. And I'm looking at the direction. I am going east. And that's not going to get me to the monastery.
I know. What about this monastery?
Exactly. I may be in New York City.
Yeah.
So, but it only took, it was interesting, it only took maybe 10 kilometers to get that. And it was just that light dropped in that information. That's 22 east. We look for 97 south. And it's like, okay, and we pull over. Oh, there it is. And we trace our steps. But it was so fascinating because when we got to the junction, the sign was just huge. Where was I? I passed that sign to make a right. Because I was heading east, and I really need to go right and go south. Uh-huh. And I missed that entire sign, because that's the junction that I went right through. And I'm like, wow,
that's impressive.
That is. Like, where was I? For that, and, you know, uh-huh. Yeah. So I took that sign.
Well, and the beautiful part of, so you weren't there.
I wasn't there.
You missed that intersection.
I did.
Shortly thereafter, you're going the wrong way.
Yep.
And you can just go, oh, okay. Yeah. Well, let's pull over here, get reoriented, and
there we go.
No problem.
No problem, no mistake. And it was so great, because no beatings. I really was very aware of that. No beatings, the mentor was there. It's okay. That's all right. You know, a little way out of our way. It's okay. We're back on track. Mm-hmm. Just like practice.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Keep
Which, again, for me, is the really big deal of that. I don't know this, obviously, but it seems to me like those are the opportunities for us to see truly where we are. So going past the road sign is one kind of piece of information. But how you are with yourself when you come to, that's the real piece of information.
Yeah, that was a big real, you know, it was kind of very overwhelming and emotional. It sounds like, wow, you know, just there's someone here with me, you know. But not a little one, scared, frightened, panicking, none of that. Mentor, reassuring, you know, life's giving guidance. This being is receiving guidance. Mm-hmm. And just how I was with that experience. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Was that Butte Falls Highway?
Which one?
Were you on Butte Falls Highway?
797? No, I'm 97. I actually went through the Shasta, Lake Shasta, down to, then I picked up the 5 around Redding and, So through Washington, Oregon. I normally did the Montana, Utah, Idaho.
Really?
Route, yeah.
Well, New York wouldn't have been that far.
This was way more direct.
Yeah.
I had to go across a lot of Canada to get direct, so I had to go a lot of west, but it's a way more direct route. Very spectacular, though. Got to see the beautiful mountains.
Yeah, of course.
The snow. And it was really pretty. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I just had this really kind of delightful experience last night of watching conditioning try to kill the enjoyment in something and just watching it do that and not having it have an impact. Mm-hmm. So I went to there's a service at the local congregational church once a month called Tezay, which is a beautiful meditative musical service. And so I went last night, and I used to go to Tezay when I lived in the Bay Area at this particular place. And so I watched conditioning come in saying, well, this isn't how they did it, you know? This isn't how it was in Burlingame. This is, and then some of the songs Normally, today they're in Latin, which is wonderful because you don't have to pay attention to what they're saying.
Uh-huh.
You just enjoy the music.
Yeah.
These were in English. And so there was, I was watching, little mind say, well, I'm not sure I would say it that way, or I'm not sure I believe that. And I was just able to relax into the music. It's beautiful. It's so nice to sing. Mm-hmm. It's so nice to be in this quiet. Isn't that wonderful that this is, this exists? And, it was just that neat experience of watching conditioning try and seeing what it does and not having to go there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just kind of like the little dog sort of yipping around the edges of things.
Yeah, and then to be able to really appreciate how lovely the experience was and feel such gratitude that that's made available to anybody who wants to walk in that door.
Mm-hmm.
And also realizing how much I love the music, because we don't really do music in Zen. And
we're just inside our own heads.
And so it was wonderful to just be in a place where there was music and go with it.
And what struck me when you said that is that there's a way in which, now we could say, if egocentric karmic conditioning, self-hate weren't there, you could really enjoy it more.
I'm not sure.
No, I'm right there. But that's what we would be told, right? That's a distraction and it's bothering you. But there's a way in which realizing that it's there and you don't have to choose it makes what you're experiencing that much more enjoyable.
And you're experiencing more.
Yes. Yes. Because you're more present than you would be, even if you weren't aware of this and nothing else is going on. You're just there, but there's going to be something. Something else going on besides just being with the music.
Yeah, and what I was thinking when I said more is that to be aware of both things just made it a larger experience, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes being in that position makes the conditioning just seem kind of pathetic.
Yeah, it's not big and scary. It's just sad.
Yeah, and it misses the whole thing. It misses all service.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Because it's outside of life.
Yeah.
So it can't enjoy all that beauty.
And the other experience, part of it, which I didn't realize until I started talking about this tonight, was it was another experience of sangha. Because those people gathered, that in that instance.
Bless you.
That's really sangha. People participating in an experience like that together. It was silent. People came and left silently. And so it's just a multi-dimensional kind of thing that I didn't used to experience it that way because I didn't have that way of looking at it.
Yeah. Well, and back in the day, we used to give more attention to other opinions that lurked around wanting to distract. We don't need to do that so much. I don't know about you, once in a while I can fall into that. Rebecca?
Well, two things. I wanted to report back. A while back we had a conversation about intuitive versus thinking, and we're working intuitively. I'm on my computer and that, and I noticed
that it's possible to
that
be
it's
doing
possible
that.
To do
yes,
that.
Yes, it's not a given, is it?
Oh no,
uh-huh.
I was
okay.
At all.
Uh-huh.
And I've been practicing with that. Anyway, I noticed that I had the experience of you talked about doing math intuitively, so I was needing to know how much lettuce we needed for the week or something. I was adding up something. Anyway, I noticed when I would look at the numbers, the number would just appear in my mind. My process would have been to add them. But I didn't need to add them. The number just appeared. And I would go back and kind of double check the number.
Yeah, but you just can't trust that kind of thing.
Well, it was always right. And then I stopped checking it, and I just looked and the number wrote it down. And it was just a really fun experience of what I've heard you talk about and getting to have that for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. And it's so as we, the way we are, right? That
I
calculator out just to be sure.
I know.
Yeah, and then at what point do we go, okay, all right, and then do you need to follow up during the week and make sure that he had the right amount of lettuce, right? Just to confirm it.
Well, I knew it.
We have faith. We are people of faith.
And I was kind, and I was present enough to thank it for giving me the number, but then I just didn't need to double check it.
Yeah.
But yeah,
cover your bases. Say thank you and check
and double check.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's really fun. And and the other thing I wanted to look at was something that I noticed, I've been noticing, and it's been really, it disappears when it's time to record. And I'm curious about that, but so I noticed something that I've been doing. I've been getting information from my daughters that one of my sisters is kind of declining in a lot of ways. She has been for a while, but there's sort of a new wrinkle, and it's not good. And I've noticed for some months, that whenever I have this thing that's a picture of her, and that it's a blanket it's a bunch of pictures, and I've turned it over, and where I don't see the faces. And it's because every time I see the light in her eyes, it makes me terribly sad, because she's just going, in a lot of ways.
She's just
going. And see, here the emotion is here, but when I try to like record, or it's like it's not available. It's like I've had some really, really sad dreams lately where I'm very just distraught in them. But I usually can't access this. It usually is really buried. It's coming out right now, and I'm kind of shocked I'm even talking about it. It just occurred to me to talk about it right before I raised my hands, because it's so vaulted usually. Mm-hmm. And we talked about it in a recent conversation about joy, even in the midst of grief. Mm-hmm. And that was sort of, I was bringing up, but even when you're sad, because I would think of joy as different than this, right? But I feel like I'm pretty present to this right now. So anyway, I'm just looking at all that, and I don't know what I'm asking them.
Well, so you turn the picture over so that you don't see it, because it's sad, and then wonder why you don't feel the sadness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why it's not available to me when I'm like recording or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like there's kind of a clear message going that you don't want to be in touch with it.
It hurts too much is the message.
Yeah, right, until you're ready mm-hmm. to feel it. And then kind of an expectation that it should just be there whenever you're ready for it to happen. Do you see what I mean?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, so I don't want to feel this. I don't want to feel this. Okay, let's just use the C word. I want to be in control mm-hmm. of this. That means not feeling it. Now I want to be in control of it. That means feeling it. It could be just possible that whatever, whatever that is, whether it's you, we could say you, authenticity, or your heart, or presence, or whatever it is, doesn't want to operate on somebody's timeline. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so the turning the picture over is maybe just the ego control acting out. And
well, now you just introduced ego. So I'm not going to label
the control.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what it is. Yes, in the big picture we can suspect that's what it is. But that puts such a negative spin on it.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of conditioning that says, well, now you can't feel that now. You know, you've got to go to work. You have things that you need to do. You need to get, and the implication is, and there will be a time when it'll be all right for you to feel that. Mm-hmm. But most of us have noticed that that time mm-hmm. actually never comes unless we get out of control. Yeah. Unless that system isn't able to dictate when we feel whatever it is that we feel. Mm-hmm. That's usually gets defined as out of control. Because, mm-hmm. you know, we know the right people are in control. And being in control, of course, means not emotional.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I'm just, there's like an obvious thing you're saying, and I can feel I'm just not seeing it. Because what... Yeah, because there is that, it's control again, because it's saying, well, so where's the, what's the right thing? You know, what's I don't know.
Well, that's an interesting process to be aware of, right? Mm-hmm. So we're having this conversation, and instead of being here for the conversation, the conversation is about what is the right answer, what's the right way to be, well, which one of those is the right.
It's like having an interloper in the conversation, like, yeah, there's some...
Possibly the same... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, this might be very good, you might have seen it in action.
Yeah.
So you didn't see it, turn the picture over. Okay, you can't see it when I've got the recorder. Turn on the waterworks. Mm-hmm. Okay, time to feel sadness. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so then in our conversation, you had a chance to see it. Mm-hmm. So you're not allowed to stay here.
Yeah.
Where the zap is. Well,
to see how I get pulled into the conversation in action.
Yeah, because what is the right, I mean, where does that even come from, for God's
exactly.
sake?
Yeah.
You know, we said, where is Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
It's, what?
Yeah.
But if it says, well, what is the right answer, that seems sort of in the ballpark of reasonable things to be wondering at a moment like this.
Yeah. Wow,
So, you know, if you want to be in touch with how you feel, this is the recap, okay? If you want to be in touch with how you feel, you're going to have to be out of control about how you feel. Mm-hmm. Don't you think?
Yep.
Yeah. And you know, this isn't perhaps for another conversation, but to me, it makes me so sad because, you know, there's the light in her eyes and now she's going. Well, that kind of sends her on her way in a big hurry. Mm-hmm. Right? That's it's kind of like...
You're giving up on her?
Mm-hmm. Well, she's on her way, so we might as well put that behind us. It's just too sad. Otherwise, mm-hmm. well, what is the problem with sad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it goes back to that what someone was talking about recently in a group about that makes me. Oh, I need you to be okay so that I can be okay with your not being okay. You know, kind of mm-hmm. thing. So the prickles in me is really what this is all about. It's kind of what that attitude can kind of boil down to.
Oh, yeah. 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 This whole thing's happening in your life, this is being really hard on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting, because I have had that sort of thing come up around when I'm, because my daughters are also looking at how to relate to her, you know, and I find myself saying the kinds of things you just said to me to them, because they're doing that. I don't need the drama, you know, kind of thing, and of course they're in a position to actually do that because they're in more of a communication with her. But it's interesting that I went to the same place that they mm-hmm. that they did.
So we know the right answer. Mm-hmm. If we're going back to that right thing again, we know the right answer. We just don't want to have to do it. Mm-hmm. If somebody else is there, we can tell them the right answer. They might do it. You never know, especially if they're your kids. Could work.
Mm-hmm. Well, because where I was going with that was, I can get to a place of clarity when it's not me. Is that what you're kind of pointing at? That there's...
Well, that we do know the right answer.
Yeah.
We just don't want to have to get past what we've got going on in order to mm-hmm. implement it, mm-hmm. in order to live it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's funny. If you look at it, it happens everywhere, right? So we can look at society. We know, come on, we know the right thing,
yeah.
don't we? We know what people want to be. Mm-hmm. Not me, but people should. And besides, you know, I mean, I'm not really like them. Because they are like that really bad. And I'm like that just kind of a little bit.
This side of the line.
Yeah, and besides that, I'm trying really hard. And I'm pretty sure they're not trying at all.
Otherwise, they'd be better.
That's right. They'd be more like me. Yeah. So, to me, that's that really helpful place when we, you know, when we find ourselves, like, in a place like that, mm-hmm. of realizing, okay, so I have been blessed with the knowledge, and perhaps I've been blessed with this knowledge because it's time for me to implement it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I think so. I've had this great mantra going for the last few days. 15,000 moments, conscious compassion and awareness. Mm-hmm. Working with the t-shirts.
You heard we got to 23,000.
I knew we'd blown it out of water.
You heard that rumor.
But I just...
Oh no, we went beyond that. I'm getting a new...
No, I was just saying, because she's seen the t-shirts over and over.
So I've just been reading, you know, with each one that I'm packing up, I'm reading it. It's brought such connection. It's mm-hmm. just 15,000, or how many now? 20, whatever. It just kind of started soaking in.
That's a lot of moments.
You know, and... A nice little watch, mm-hmm. big watch. Mm-hmm. Appreciate mm-hmm. being a part of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because every time you see it, you have one of them, mm-hmm. right? You might not keep a little.
Right. Right. There's another one. Exactly. Right. Exactly. And that's my focus has been that coming back to where I am is better than it's just. That's what I've been practicing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just nothing out there that's
can compare.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or we could say nothing in here that can compare. Mm-hmm. Right.
True.
Yeah.
Right. That's better. Yeah. So thank you for that privilege of getting to say that with all the t-shirts.
Yeah. And thank you for sending all the t-shirts. It's a really good reciprocal arrangement there.
Great.
somehow connects with that last conversation for me too, Red. It's just that to prove that to ourselves over and over and over that so conditioning comes in with whatever. Well, but this moment's boring, or this moment's too hard, or this moment's, and to have the
If it would do that, if it would phrase it that way, wouldn't that be easy? Oh, this moment is too hard.
Yeah.
What?
Exactly.
But it doesn't do that. It just goes, oh. And by the time we catch on, we're some.
It's so true. I mean, it really is just it's that subtle.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a whatever it is.
Yeah.
And to we're so lucky to have that training kick in that moment. So I was just looking at a transition it felt like was happening today that I hadn't even seen coming, but we sort of finished something. And there's so many other things going on that I hadn't seen that transition kind of coming. And so I just saw very subtle one of those come in. And I just, what immediately came up was the training to just, well, how do I know? Mm-hmm. To question that, what's supposed to be completely unquestioned.
Yeah.
And just send a very distinct message of how it's now going to be.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That you're meant not even to be aware of it.
No.
It's just, well.
Fine.
Yeah. Well, not even fine. It's just.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, it reminds me of the Josho?
Yes.
Yes! Right? And so, here's the. What? What? Is there something wrong? What?
That's so good. And that to me.
What's that mean?
What are you trying to imply?
Yeah.
And of course, when you do that, it's like.
nothing, I didn't say anything.
Exactly. Because it's the little things in the background, and suddenly the spotlight's on them, and they're all like flat against the wall. Oh my gosh, that was too funny. And the joy that comes from that place of like, you didn't get it, you didn't get me.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that. And it's like multifold because it didn't pull me down that track. I'm completely happy. I can be happy in that circumstance that I'm not supposed to be. I mean, it just keeps compounding.
Oh, yeah. Everything that was going to go this way,
it starts
and take the energy away from you, starts going this way and bringing the energy back to you.
Yeah. And I think it related in the last conversation, too. I was saying that, we know how to be. I mean, the truth is we know how we want to be, but we get identified with thinking, I don't want that. I want this. And it's that same process of completely surrendering to, no, this is how I want to be. And so I'm going to be that.
Uh-huh. In the how of it.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what I've been noticing with it is, and this is where the sense of humor comes in, is, so, just all the time practicing with how I want to be in a billion different ways, making that in front of the consciousness. And then one tiny thing happens and it's like, it's like out the window.
Uh-huh.
But that place where 1 second later,
that's right.
Oh, wait a minute. There it is. Mm-hmm. And that place of complete acceptance, so I'm 10 kilometers down the road. So what? No being.
I wouldn't have seen all of this if I hadn't taken that other turn. All this is beautiful.
Exactly.
I'll probably never be here again. I'm going to stop and have a bite to eat.
And the voices are going nuts.
Yeah.
What? No.
You made a mistake.
And you're going to turn this into a party? No. That's so good. Karen.
I had an experience a little like that last night. In that I went to bed and I wasn't able to go to sleep, which is very, very rare for this being. I usually hit the pillow and boom, I'm gone, and I was just awake and I was awake and I was things away. And I think I got to bed. You too?
Yeah. Anybody else?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I got to bed about 10:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, I was still awake. But instead of it being a problem, like conditioning was saying, well, you're not sleeping, you might as well just get up. You've got things to do, go turn the computer on and do something. And then you'll get tired and you can come back to bed. But I just used it for really being with my breath. And I was saying a mantra with the in-breath and the out-breath. And it was just beautiful.
It's a good time, isn't it?
It was. It was really lovely. And, you know, I could just see how, you know, kind of like that last discussion, that ego was not, I was not supposed to be doing that. I was,
you should have been
get up,
miserable.
Do something.
Yeah, yeah, or be miserable. You can lie there if you want to, but you have to be miserable.
So, I don't know exactly when I did fall asleep, but it was really a different experience, mm-hmm. where I just felt like it was enjoyable, mm-hmm. and I was just like massaging my insides with my breath, and keeping that the voice would try something, and I would just say the mantra, no, say the mantra, no, say the mantra, and it was really fun.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And were you tired today?
Well, I've been yawning a lot, so I think maybe my body didn't get as much sleep as it would like, but I haven't felt, you know, oppressed by it or anything. Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the big, for me, that was one of the big points of freedom. When I stopped believing, I'll be tired the next day.
Yeah.
Because it just flat out wasn't true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't hear anything about that today, but I noticed tonight I'm sitting here and I'm yawning a lot, but I'm not missing. I mean, my attention is on what everybody is saying, so I'm here and I'm not nodding off, mm-hmm. but I am yawning. Mm-hmm. So
it'd be fun to see what happens tonight, huh?
Yes. Thank you.
Ms. Rani, do I see your hands?
So this it's always lovely to be in group because so many things come together which are just floating around to get integrated. And
they all come to group, don't they?
Yes. It's sort of like the tapestry gets woven. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so many insights from everybody. It's just we see an experience I had not seen, which is quite an amazing experience. I don't think I've ever had this before. Which is, so there's a period of time where there's a lot of we're inspired, right? So totally out of ourselves, completely in the energy of inspiration and creation and all of that. And then it winds down. That elevated sense of attention and awareness is winding down. Mm-hmm. And so the energy, as someone was saying, right, the energy kind of goes down, and the interpretation, what that means is, it means something. Mm-hmm. And I watched the energy go down, be completely inspired still, mm-hmm. while the interpretation was, oh, what a lot of work you've got to do. Mm-hmm. And that was just, for the first time, to break the story, the thought, the energy, and the behavior. Mm-hmm. Because the behavior in the moment was still talking about how exciting it's all going to be. So there's excitement, low energy, and a story of work, all experienced as discrete,
uh-huh.
not the same thing. Because my previous experience of the low energy with the story of how much work there is to do cuts off the excitement, cuts off the access to still participate and sound excited. And if I did, it would be termed fake. Mm-hmm. Because really what's going on is the belief in the story about how you're really not there because there's so much work to do. Mm-hmm. And to have that...
And that you can't use all that excited, inspired energy to do the work.
No.
Because those are two separate things.
Right.
Yeah.
And just, it was just a flash of how much the story, the sensation, the energy, and the experience, and the behavior don't have to be related.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. They were completely asynchronous because the low energy was being matched with a high excitement proposition while a story of negativity was also going on. Uh-huh. But if I wasn't paying attention, it would have been quite a psychedelic experience, like a fractal experience.
Yes. Well, if you weren't paying attention, it would have been a down the tubes experience.
Yes.
Right? Because that's what all that was meant to do, was to take all that excitement and enthusiasm and inspiration and just suck it right down the drain into, oh God, now you've got to do all this work.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the part of that I was also noticing is part of that conversation of all that low energy is, okay, now you have to go back and get inspired again to produce something.
Uh-huh.
Right? And it's like...
And you will have to do that. Now, in your first part of that, you actually didn't have to produce the excitement and enthusiasm. It was just what was happening.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the, you've got to do a bunch of work, then that's going to be up to you to generate the energy that's required to do a, oh my God,
well, and
doubly depressing.
And that's the lie that got disproved, because as soon as I went back, life was able to produce what needed to be produced, even though the story was, now there's nothing left. Mm. Mm. Not only have you given everything you've got to being in this high energy space, now that you're in low energy, the low energy will not be up to the task of producing what needs to be produced. Mm-hmm. And to just go back and sit down and let life write it. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of the weird experience of all the beliefs being disproved, mm-hmm. that a low energy state could produce a piece of brilliance.
Yes, and so what? Of course, your point is it didn't.
No. In other words, it's all a lie.
Yeah.
That all of it is a lie. The low energy state implies something, and the high energy state implies something, and that only a high energy state can produce high, whatever. All of it's a lie.
Yeah.
Because it's got nothing to do with any of it.
That's right. So all those, so this reminds me of an email class that we're doing on beliefs and assumptions.
Yes.
And all of the meaning that goes with it, and how we are meant to not be aware of the beliefs and assumptions, but just to feel the meaning and to know that that's there, okay, then your life just stinks and you might as well give up and it's going to be horrible forever, right? So all that goes on behind the scenes, and to see it like that and to realize, number one, none of it is true. Number two, none of it has anything to do one with the other, right? And it doesn't have anything to do with what you're doing. Right? So you don't actually have to feel a certain way for the intelligence that is unfolding to unfold.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly that.
Mm-hmm. It's so relaxing, isn't it? Because a lot of suffering can happen over the belief that you have to feel a particular way in a particular circumstance or it's going to be awful. Mm-hmm. And once you separate that out and realize, well, none of that doesn't go together unless you just put it together or allow it to be put together.
Yes.
You know, then.
Yeah, and the training is remarkable, because what I've watched, especially around intelligence producing things, it never happens on a timeline you believe is necessary. It never does. I mean, I've learned that over and over and over again. And that...
Well, you've been available to have that shown to you over yes, and over and over, yes. Which is not necessarily the same as we've learned it.
Yeah. And so I watched the fear, the panic arise, right? I haven't been able to do this thing. The time is running out. That there's no way it's gonna, that it usually has a gestation period, and I don't have that gestation period. And I'm exhausted at the end of the exhausted after whatever it is that I've been doing. It's not going to be available. And that, to have that training kick in to go, let it go. It will be there. You know? Let it go. It will be there. And sure enough, doesn't matter how low the energy is.
Yeah.
It's available.
Yeah.
Faith.
Faith.
That's where faith comes from, isn't it?
Yeah, completely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's a funny thing, at least in my experience, it's one of those, when I was kidding you about, you know, we have the experience over and over, which doesn't necessarily mean we learn it. Because that kind of belief system can stay in place for a really long time and will continue to try to come back until, once again, for me, it's we get to the place where trusting life is far more important than any content.
Yes.
So if it's there, it's there. If it's not, it's not. And that's not up to me. And my job is to be fine and to be in gratitude, whatever. And again, in my experience, when that happens, then it's always there.
And in infinite patience, what life has revealed is, if I do give in to the panic, till I stop, till I trust again, it's not there.
Yeah. Well, it can't be. It's a funny thing, because what we're talking about is so energetic, woo-woo.
Yeah.
Whatever. But it's really true that if you're focused on the panic, the aperture is closed. And until you let that go and get ego out of the way, because ego has been blocking the aperture, right? Until we let that go, then nothing can get through.
I had a similar experience of that, which was, you know, life happening really, really intensely till the last moment. And then at midnight, getting woken up and being given what I needed for the next day. Not available for the 6 weeks before that.
Yeah, you just have to go, really?
Thank you.
Really? You know, what's wrong with 9 p.m.?
Yeah. But it's just, I think the whole, all of these experiences are just leave me with a sense of no control. Mm-hmm. And nothing, none of the belief systems work anymore. Mm. Like there's no reliable putting it together that makes sense of it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course it never did. That's the beauty of belief. Right? It doesn't have to make sense. It doesn't have to work. Nothing. As long as we believe it, we cling to that belief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow, that was great. I saw, you know, this, that is just the situation where one is clinging to wanting to look good. It's just not, you know, I just saw how that just has to go. You know, just that trust of, whatever the outcome is, and that, you know, I don't have to be that belief that, you know, that there has to be a certain frame of mind or a certain experience to be available to that kind of information. Anyway, that was
well, it is. It's kind of the bottom line spiritual experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Because what you're saying is getting to that ever popular, not my will, but thy will
exactly.
be done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And as long as I'm concerned about how I look, then there's not a lot of room for anything else to be going on.
Yeah, because I could see myself in there just, you know, hanging on, like, I can't see how this is going to work out, so, and it's going to be, you know.
It's going to be awful, really it's going to be horrible, and it's going to be awful for me.
Yeah,
and then it's all about it. It's all about hate me, and whatever does this make about it?
This is the proof.
Me.
This is the proof. That,
And now everybody can see me.
Yeah.
And just how awful me is.
Yeah. Oh, God.
What's the theme here?
Me. Yeah. And so, anyway, but I wanted to report a success. I want to just report success this week with thank you, I love you. And how many times the story has been dropped to return to thank you, I love you. And I just, you know, and every time it happens, it's like, yes.
Yeah, and you know what? It looks good, doesn't it?
It looks good in a way that is not, like, looking good for anybody else.
That's right.
You know, which is...
Well, the beauty of that is it looks good for everybody else. You included. It's that me focus that doesn't look good for anybody else.
Totally sucks.
Including oneself.
I don't know what this has to do anything, but it reminds me today we're talking about that going to bed at night feeling all used up and how good that feels if it's just, you know, coming from being present and really giving your all with life during the day versus being all used up at the end of the day from listening to the conversation.
Yeah.
You know, it's
worn out. Not worn out, worn out.
Worn out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's that same sort of feeling of it's just that great feeling of yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That great feeling of being aligned with, I'll say, it's like being aligned with True North or something, yes. That's it, that feels like, and I was saying in group on Sunday, I saw this week that focus of attention wasn't something just up here. It wasn't like I don't know how to say. It was an actual process to get into, not just something to repeat up here that was just kind of overlaying the conditioned mind story was going on, but they were both going on.
Yes.
I don't know.
Well, it reminds me of the classic Cameron. Coming back to the breath. Coming back to the breath.
Yeah.
Coming back to the breath. And one day going, wait a minute. Coming back to the breath.
Yeah. Yes.
And so that's
exactly.
That's that process, that's, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Paying attention.
Yeah. How come this is feeling so bad?
Yeah.
I'm doing it, but it's like just. It's just not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so just get that, the difference of those two experiences is just really good. So, and there's been a few times when it's like, okay, I'm going to find a thank you here somewhere. just staying with it.
Yes, well, and I remember... I think it was Greg. This was before recording and listening. And he'd get himself into a state. And then he would just go back to his hermitage and he'd just start writing thank you.
Uh-huh.
He'd just write it over and over and over and over and over until he felt it. Then he could get up and go on about his life.
So the recorder and there, and I have used it.
in that way too, this week, mm-hmm. just with the thank yous. And
thank you.
Thank you.
I mean, you can't do it for very long. Yes. Stay identified, it's just not possible. No. Presume you're dancing around, skipping across to your thing.
Exactly.
Good thing. Not the kitchen, maybe. You want to do this at home.
Yeah, unless it's just...
Just you.
Just you.
Yeah.
Just an intro. So anyway, thanks.
It's St. Francis, wasn't it? Make me an instrument of...
Of your whatever is needed.
Yes, make me an instrument of your whatever is needed. Okay.
You could practice that now. Make me an instrument of whatever is needed. I was just hearing in that conversation about it's not going to be available, that's a message that... One of the messages I hear most often, especially around speaking and writing, whenever there's anything like that going on, I get that it's not going to be available message. And it's just a huge place of training and I will be done. And
let it go.
Let it go, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
because the problem is not the conversation might be about it's not going to be there, but the belief that's being held in place is it's not going to meet my standards.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what we fall for, right?
That's exactly it.
It'll be there. I mean, it's not going to be there. It's not going to be good.
Because I was just going to say, what happens is the it's not going to be there message goes together with, but not that. That's not good enough. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so it's really important, isn't it, to see that that's what's actually being held in place.
Yes.
That's the stopper in the aperture.
Right.
Because again, it's all about me, isn't it? So I don't want to put out schlock, okay? Now see, I was not troubled with education. And therefore, I was very open to schlock. Right? Because I, quite frankly, didn't know the difference. And so, it was very good, you know? You just write it and, well, I like that. That sounds nice. Of course, I always had an editor too, which was very helpful, but the point is, whether it's about what wants to be written or it's about me writing it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. Or thinking it, or... Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yes. Is it about the intelligence that animates expressing, or is it, once again, all about me?
Exactly.
Don't you love it? Because life might have something to say, but I'll be the judge of the quality.
And it's like, make me a channel, but
not of anything that doesn't make me look good.
Exactly. And because it's not going to be available, keeps that kind of victim quality,
yes,
flavor. But really what's going on is the judging and that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because I was joking, I had one of those experiences where, you know, you just kind of life goes and like shatters some piece of ego stuff. And it was like, I was saying, you know, life, thy will be done, and like life was like, yes it will. Downright it will. what else, you know?
Right.
And you know, you can do your little fawning, oh, thy will be done. Yes, yes, my dear, you can have your little tantrums, or, but yeah. What else is going to be done?
Right, right, yeah. Did I ask for your opinion?
Exactly. It's exactly the quality, which is exactly what I'm seeing and feeling in this, is that, should I ask for your opinion? Yes, it will be done. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's so wonderful.
Yeah, so it really, truly more relaxing. There's just, I mean, why agonize about it? And again, if we get it that it's for us, then, you know, so you do something. I happen to know you, that your writing might be of a little, you know, there's a, then what say I write. But, you know, if you put it out there and somebody says, "Ooh, now that's some schrock." and you go, yeah, it's going to be a real hit on the ego, isn't it? Mm. I mean, the ego is going to take that hard.
Yeah.
But you know, what are we here for, if not that?
I know. Well, what the ego is here for is making sure that ever happens.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what I don't know, but...
That it never happens. That's what ego's attempting to do?
That there's never that experience of what is.
Right.
Yeah.
If I'm following you, that's what ego is attempting to make sure doesn't happen, that it mm-hmm. ever has that moment of being exposed in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's not our ambition.
Right.
Right. You want me to finish writing that paper for you? What's the subject? Okay, here we go. Russian literature? Got it!
That's the attitude of mind that I can bring to it.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
You want somebody to finish this?
Yeah.
Because you're not doing it, so somebody's going to do it.
Somebody's got to do it. Come on. You and me, kid.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, though, that when, so I, every time I sit down, like, before I actually land on the chair, I hear a, you're not going to be able to do it, so it's okay, and that does that.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, and that's the point, isn't it? It's like thy will be done.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're not going to be able to do it. Yeah, I'm not. That's why I'm here.
Exactly.
So that I really thoroughly, once and for all, get it, that I can't do it.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it's not going to get done. Just means I'm going to know when it's finished, I didn't do it.
Yes. And yes, because the experience that it's trying to keep you from is that because when I get in the chair and life unfolds, there's that intimacy with that.
Yes.
That goes and builds, and there's the faith, and the thy will be done, and you know, you can't anymore, well, you can believe that you're doing it.
Yes, it takes a lot of confusion, but people do seem to manage. Mm-hmm. That's why that. Fabulous line in our daily recollection, the merit for all good acts I do freely offer to all beings. Yeah. The rest of it, I did it. Yeah. Somebody's got to take responsibility. The merit for all good acts we freely offer to all beings. Mm-hmm. Then we know where it came from and where the merit is.
Right. The merit in the merit for all good acts. There's that sense of training in the process of saying yes, mm-hmm. as the good actor.
Yeah. So when you sit down and it says you're not going to be able to do it, you just say, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Yep. I'm not sure a word is spoken.
Right, yeah. So.
Thank you.